Chapter 4. You spawned. Summary. Congratulations, Janie. You've spawned a human-like creature with male features, Slade says, passing the bundle over to her. You spawned. Janet looks at him, and Slade resists the urge to turn around, walk away, and hide in a nuclear bunker. I'm pregnant, she says. You're being insulting. I swear, you get more and more embarrassing every time I see you. You have spawn, Slade repeats. Wait, you had intercourse? You're being difficult on purpose, I swear. Janet smacks a book of paint swatches at him. Help me pick a damn color already, you freeloader. I'm a married woman, Janet hisses through her teeth. Slade doesn't think this is what his regenerative abilities are for. He's pretty sure Janet's already broken something with how hard she's crushing his hand. And earlier, when her water broke, she pulled his hair so hard that she almost snapped his neck. Sisters. I know. I was there. Granted, he was watching through a sniper scope from a few buildings over, because it wasn't exactly a good idea for him to show his face in public at the time. But he was there. He even sent a present. Janet assures him that the rifle was appreciated and of much use. Slade doesn't want to know what the fuck she used it for. It's normal for married women to give birth, she grinds out. He feels his bones grind and pop. Slade clenches his jaw. The things he does for family. Jesus. Yes, it is. I will rip Jack's testicles off, she declares. Slade doesn't need to know about what the hell they get up to in the bedroom. He really wishes it was Jack here instead of himself. Fucking conference in Mexico. Of all the goddamn times for Jack to be gone. And normally, it's a good thing that Slade doesn't give a fuck about. He likes it when Jack's gone. Jack is all sorts of normal that makes his skin crawl. What Janet sees in him, Slade has no fucking clue. This is probably the one time he regrets Jack's absence. Congratulations, Janie. You spawned a human-like creature with male features, Slade says, passing the bundle over to her. He's a human baby, you dumbass. Stop making him sound like some sort of Lovecraftian horror story. Janet rolls her eyes, peering down at the baby's face. He's squishy. I expect him to start growing outer armor and scales at some point, Slade deadpans. Timothy, Janet says. Slade blinks. His name is Timothy, Slade, and you will do well to remember it. The baby's fingers weakly curl around one of hers. And this is Uncle Slade, Tim. Say hello. Fuck, Slade thinks. He's an uncle. You missed my son's first birthday, Janet says. And Slade wants to know how the fuck she got his goddamn number. It's a burner phone that he got yesterday. At random. Slade hangs up and tosses the thing. The hotel room phone rings. Are we really going to play this game? Good afternoon to you too, Janie. Should I even bother wondering how you got this number? No! You missed my son's first birthday. You weren't in jail, seriously injured, or otherwise occupied. Why did you miss his birthday? You didn't forget. I know you didn't. I sent you 5 invitations. That's 5, Slade. 5. I have no excuse. No, you don't, big brother, and you will certainly live to regret your choices. Now get your ass back to Gotham. He's small. He's 1.5, Janet says. And Tim stares up at him with wide blue eyes from around Janet's legs. She glares at him until he kneels down. Tim, this is Uncle Slade, my brother. Tim looks up at Janet, then back at him, and frowns. He's definitely your kid, Slade says. Of course he is. You saw me give birth to him, Janet says, nudging Tim towards him. Go on, Tim, don't be scared. He won't hurt you. Janet glares at him. I promise. Slade sighs and holds out his arms. Tim toddles into them, curling his arms around Slade's neck. He's small and warm and soft, and all the thing that Slade does not associate with his sister. He stands up, Tim's small head pressed against his neck, little hands fisted in his shirt. He shoots a glance at his sister. You happy now? It is at this point that Tim's small fingers curl into his hair and yank. To say that Janet is pleased with this turn of events is to say that Slade only felt a bit of that yank. That is to say, complete understatement. He's definitely your kid, Slade says as Janet sighs, a look of absolute pride on her face. Good boy, Tim. Overall, Tim's not a bad kid. What for someone his sister spawned? Maybe the kid has enough of Jack in him to balance out or something. Who the fuck knows? Either way, he's not a bad kid. He doesn't make Slade want to jab his other eye out or anything. He doesn't even make Slade want to seriously maim anyone. Sure, the kid is annoying. But otherwise, yeah, Janet could have done worse. That is, until the kid opens his mouth and asks for combat lessons. That's when Slade knows that the kid ain't normal. You're just as bad as your mum, Slade says, and Tim frowns at him. Mum's not bad. Besides, Mum said you have to. Tim yanks at his arm. She said. Did she? She did. Tim looks up at him, stubborn frown on his face. Like he's annoyed. Jesus. If there's anyone annoyed here, it should be him. At least Tim isn't Rose. Rose just steals his weapons so that he's forced to teach her how to use them before she kills herself. Thinking on it, Rose and Tim should never meet. They can only be bad influences on each other. Rose somehow got all of Janet and none of him. The hell is up with that, anyway? Would you hurry up if I said please? Tim asks. No. Slade ruffles Tim's hair. What do you even need combat lessons for, anyway? Tim just stares, unimpressed. It's Gotham, Tim says. And, yeah. Slade sighs. That does explain a lot. You could just go to any normal karate class or whatever. But they aren't the best, Tim replies. Mum says I should have the best, but the best are assassins and hard to reach, so she says we have to settle with you. Okay, kid, here's a hint. If you want people to do things for you, you shouldn't insult them. Whether it's a backhanded compliment or full-out slap to the face, it tends to make people not want to do shit. You said a bad word. How about we keep that between you and me, and we can start? Tim blinks. There are no secrets from Mum. Slade stares at him. He stares back. You ever watch The Shining? I'm not allowed to watch horror movies. Mum says it'll give me bad ideas. Yeah, sure, of course. Slade sighs. I'm just going to ignore that. Freaking spawn.